time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello, author Jim Heskett here, the owner of JugglingAuthor.com, the author of the book, The Juggling Author, the host of the Juggling Author podcast, and also the founder of the religion known as Juggling Authorism. Welcome to the show. I apologize because my voice is still a little bit wonky because I still have that sinus infection and I'm working it all out, but the next time you hear me, I should be all hunky-dory again, and thanks for your patience. So, what we're talking about today is don't break the chain, or essentially how consistency can help you in your author career. But first of all, I just want to say that if you go to patreon.com/thejugglingauthor, you can access the show's entire archives there. The last 50 episodes will be available on the feed to get from iTunes or your whatever podcatcher you like. But if you want the entire show's archives, back beyond the last 50 episodes, you can always find them at patreon.com/thejugglingauthor for patrons only, of course. Now, let's talk about don't break the chain. First of all, let me explain what that means. Don't break the chain is a consistency philosophy developed or invented, allegedly, by the comedian Jerry Seinfeld. When he talked about his work ethic, he said that he intended to write every day, you know, write jokes, write stories, write whatever it is he was writing. He wanted to commit to writing every single day. So what he did was he got a big calendar and he stuck it up on the wall in his apartment. And every day that he achieved his goal, every day that he wrote, he would put an X on that day. And then if he wrote the next day, he would put an X on that day too. And then as he started stringing the X's together, he would draw a line through all the X's that he had accumulated so far. And then after he had strung together a few days and he kept that X going, the streak through the X's going, then the philosophy became don't break the chain. Don't have a day where there's no X, which means you can't draw the line through it connecting the X's. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. And using this don't break the chain philosophy, there are a ton of apps out there that can help you track it. I started using an app about 6 or 7 years ago called Goal Streaks. I don't even know if it's still available in the App Store. It's so old, and it looks pretty old but I still use it every single day. I have, it allows you, it's a habit tracker basically, and there are tons and tons of habit trackers. There's probably ones that are way newer and have more bells and whistles than Goal Streaks, but I've been using it for so long at this point, I can't stop. So these habit tracker apps enable you to create a habit, say exercise every day or eat vegetables or get 8 hours of sleep or write or meditate or whatever it is you want to track. You create the habit, and then when you complete the habit, you tap a button or swipe or do something to indicate that you've done it. And then you can go back over time and see when you've done the thing you were supposed to do. And one of the things I like about Goal Streaks is that it enables me to set parameters for accomplishing the goal. I have a goal to write every day, and I set it so that if I accomplish this goal 6 days over a 7-day period, I get credit for the entire week. So it enables me to not break the chain as long as I do it 6 out of every 7 days. And as of this recording, I have not broken the chain in over 2,000 days. That's 5+ years. That's like coming up on 6 years of not breaking this chain. Now, usually I write 7 days a week, there have been some weeks where it's only been 6 days. Now, what do I consider to be writing? Does that mean actually writing fiction? No, not necessarily. Some days that might be going in and composing an email to my mailing list, or it might be revising a bunch of the back matter in my novels and re-uploading them to Amazon. Basically, it just means doing something for my author career, and I've done that every day for over 5 years. And this is what consistency, this is the consistency I'm talking about. The kind of consistency that you need to have in your author career to get to where you want to be. And so how the consistency ties into Don't Break the Chain is that there's nothing magical about that app that I use to track it. What it does is that it makes me accountable. And accountability is a great way to help you accomplish your goals or to make you feel guilt and shame when you don't reach them. I know plenty of people who post their writing, their word counts on Facebook as a way to help keep them accountable, and they get attaboys or attagirls and from other people or encouragement if they fall short. And that's one of the things that makes NaNoWriMo good for people, is that it's kind of a public accountability. And if you want to know more about NaNoWriMo, I recorded a special bonus episode for my patrons only. You can hear it at patreon.com/thejugglingauthor. So that accountability helps tie directly into consistency, because as long as you know you have to complete a goal, then you're going to be more motivated to do it. And for me, it's almost no question that I'm going to write every day because it's what I love to do. But knowing when that reminder comes up on my phone at 6 p.m. every day to say, you know, it says write, and then I can tap the button to say, yes, I did that, that's a good feeling. And if for some reason, for some day I didn't write, there had to be a damn good reason. I think one of the only days I might have missed in the last few years was the day of the birth of my son, but I might have still even written an email to my mailing list on that day or something like that. I don't remember. I had like 3 hours of sleep. I don't even remember that day very well. Anyway, so the moral of this episode is find a way to make yourself accountable so that you can reach your goals and that you can find a way to keep the chain, to start the chain, to keep it going, and then you owe it to yourself to keep going and be as consistent as possible until you can get to where you want to be. That's it for me. My name is Jim Heskett. This is the Juggling Author Podcast. I appreciate it. Why don't you go check out thejugglingauthor.com and see what else I've got going on there. I've got other blog posts and stuff, and there's a free book you can download when you sign up for my mailing list. And also, you know, hey, why don't you go out and take a walk outside? It's probably nice. Or maybe go walk on the treadmill or something. I don't know. Anyway, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.